Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Pajemski looks right, met by Banchero. Pajemski again goes into the paint, stutter steps, tries to pass it out to Santos. It's deflected, ends up with Curry, spins, 28-footer, it's off the mark. Post there for the offensive rebound, dribbles even closer from the restricted area. Not once, but the second chance is good. Quinton Post following with authority off the Curry miss, and the Warriors have opened up a 16-point lead. 9:11 left, timeout Orlando. Handing off the headset to Moses Moody. Joining us now, Evan Giddings with you, Moses. And first of all, congratulations on the victory. Well, I know that last week, of course, the three losses, not necessarily what you were looking for, but what do you think has been the difference now over these last two, especially with the comfortable win for you tonight with Orlando?
Well, first off, congratulations to you too. You got the shot. It was big for us, you know. We needed a comfortable win to get comfortable. We had a lot of really close games down to the wire. So just for the team camaraderie, I think this is big.
Well, a 20-point performance for you tonight, and Moses, also thank you for the congratulations. What was working for you specifically? You found the 3-point shot, were attacking, and kind of representative of the all-around effort, I thought, on that end of the floor. How did you find your success tonight?
It usually comes with playing hard. You can't control everything. You can only control what you can. And when you play hard, when you do stuff the right way, the best things usually go your way.
Well, Orlando's a physical group and obviously got you guys the first time you played back in November. What were you able to do on the defensive side of the floor to limit them to 41% shooting? They only hit 7 threes. What do you think was the difference between last time and this time?
We applied a little bit more pressure getting into the ball as well as getting off the ball and lower pickup points sometimes so they don't get those step-ups. Game plan discipline. Our coaching staff did a great job of giving us a game plan, and we was able to follow that. And I think that was the key.
No doubt. Well, Moses Moody, a 20-point performance, also a plus 23 tonight. I mean, what did you see also from the second unit? I know it's been, you know, kind of a jumbling of combinations at times this season, but the bench giving you a massive performance in this one. What did you get tonight from that second unit?
They performed really well. We need that so we can comport, we can come out in layers. Our whole team is really good, and that's why it's been such a jumble of lineups, as you say. Because we got the talent, so our bench unit can be starters on any team. So I think that's a testament to that, the depth of the team.
Awesome. Well, Moses, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the victory, and appreciate the personal note as well, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Moses Moody joining us after the Warriors walk away with a 120-97 win against the Orlando Magic. A 20-point performance for Moses, one of four players in double digits, three players with 20-plus. Evan Giddings with you back live at Chase Center, and a wonderful win, kind of a blue-collar, methodical victory tonight for Golden State, 120-97 as they improve back to 500 with a win over the Orlando Magic. Last year, cemented himself as the three in that starting lineup for the Warriors that went 23-8 down the stretch of the season. He's been struggling at various times throughout this season. His last two games as a starter, just 3-for-14 from the floor, 2-of-9 from three-point range. And so for the fifth year, Moses Moody to step in tonight against a very good defensive group, against an athletic, long, fast defensive-minded team like Orlando, for him to provide a punch, especially in that first half, his aggression clearly showed up as far as the twos that he was able to hit, and was, up until Curry got going in the third quarter, really the only form of three-point shooting for the Warriors to help them despite a nearly subatomic three-point percentage in that first half. He had the majority of the looks, and so he also helped them have a one-point lead at the break. He helped them run away with the game tonight. Just go as far as to look at our Carfax keys to the game, CarMax keys to the game, pardon me. Cannot allow a fast start, in which they did the first time these two teams played, a 36-point first quarter. The Warriors allowed 30 tonight against Orlando. Check. Second key to the game, get to the free throw line. Jimmy Butler was really the only semblance of a free throw presence in their first meeting. The Warriors, 17 of 24 at the stripe. Butler also 6 of 7 tonight. The third key to the game, probably the most important to tonight's victory, find a third score. Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry combined for 67 in Orlando back in November. The rest of the team did not do much. Tonight, the bench scores 36, a plus 15 in that category for Golden State. Moses Moody has 20 points. And as a whole, they find those tertiary scores all around for the Warriors. Meanwhile, don't let Orlando get 64 points in the paint, something they do better than just about every team. They're top five in the NBA in that category. Tonight, under their average of 55, that's a check mark for the Dubs. So, checked all categories. They're able to handle the physicality, the length, the athleticism of Orlando. And as Chris Weems, assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors, mentioned before the game, they got their get back. So important win for the Warriors to move back to 500. After that three-game slide, they have a chance to improve to a three-game winning streak coming up in just a minute.